This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
And you can join us here on Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We've been talking about Tor, which has been in the news over the last week or so. After a library that had been running a Tor node has pulled it offline due to being contacted by the Department of Homeland Security, who is really upset over the idea of you having privacy on the internet. And with you tonight in the studio, you've got Ian.
I'm Ridley.
And Mark.
Ridley was in his sound effect
mummish mode. Well, I was being the bureaucrat.
Is that what bureaucrats sound like to you?
No.
Oh, okay. Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com is here with us. We're going to take your calls about whatever's on your mind, and you're welcome to comment on privacy. Maybe you think people shouldn't have privacy. Maybe you agree with the federal government, the Department of Homeland Security, the NSA, and you think that this whole privacy thing is dangerous. People shouldn't have privacy. They could use it for things that are illegal, so no one should have it.
They shouldn't have free speech because they could use that for things that are unpopular.
Well, why would you want privacy anyway? Is it that you've got something to hide?
Yeah, you don't have to hide your Social Security number. Give it to everybody.
Well, obviously there's things that individuals need to keep secret, and, there's...
Well, the government certainly has plenty of them, secrets.
When you start thinking about the things that the government can get, emails, telephone calls, the sort of information, it may not matter for my life. Oh, they found out that I'm going to be doing some weed eating this afternoon. How very interesting. Whereas when they start looking at judges, politicians, captains of industry, or whomever it is they're
looking for. Library directors.
When they find out that these people have secrets like mistresses and the funding deals they've taken for their campaigns and the varieties of skeletons that might be in the closets of these people, then they take people of power and they get them in their pocket. And this is how bureaucracies are bolstered. You can just look through human history, and once the particular noble or prince or whatever gets the information, then they can never be ousted because they've got the information on everybody else. So this is a very bad thing, because what it does is it allows bad people to stay in power and never be checked.
Let's go to Libertarian Banker, calling from He'd Rather Not Stay. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Libertarian Banker.
Hey, guys. Listen, bankers and government officials have gotten way too cozy to the point where banks and other bankers are willing to tell on their fellow human beings for victimless crimes related to the war on drugs and other miscellaneous things. And what I'm talking about is the Bank Secrecy Act, which was first made in the 1970s and has been updated time and time again. The last major revision was the Patriot Act. But it allows banks to basically monitor accounts and look.
It does more than that. It forces them to. The cash transaction reports and the suspicious activity reports, to which I believe you are referring here, are mandated on these banks.
But it's not just those. Those are the most commonly known. But there are also monitoring of other financial, let's say a check casher or some other finance company that is doing business with the public. They then have all of their customers and all of their deposits scrutinized to the point where they'll flag things that end up being legitimate.
Can you give an example?
So a check cashing company is cashing checks for people, and it turns out that one of the people in there is a drug dealer or money launderer. Then the bank will tell on the business, their customer. And if the check casher does not have you know, proper controls in place, they can be liable for that. And it's just the depths that this act and that all the, you know, subsequent revisions has gone, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And I guess it's worth pointing out some of these restrictions for people in case they're not aware of them. The cash transaction records, was it CTR? Their cash transaction, report. That is if you do more than $10,000 or $10,000 or more in cash deposits or withdrawals. And the suspicious activity report can be triggered by any amount as long as it looks suspicious. So if you come in and you you do a $5,000 transfer one day, a $5,000 the next day, a $5,000 the next day, they might decide that that's suspicious.
Structuring.
Yeah, they'll decide that structuring in order to avoid the cash transaction report, and they will file a SAR, a suspicious activity report. Am I right about that, Libertarian?
Well, no. Well, a currency transaction report is just for the cash transaction. Then the suspicious activity report is anything that the banker or the teller thinks is suspicious. So,
okay,
you know, you bring in a couple $1,000 that grandma gave you for your birthday, you know, you might get written up on one of these reports.
Yeah. Now the. There are a lot of these reports filed every single day. I suspect hundreds of thousands, if not several tens of thousands, all across the United States. I mean, there's a lot of people doing a lot of business at banks. So I wonder how much of these the Treasury Department or whoever it is that's looking through them are really paying close attention to.
Well, I'll tell you, the IRS uses them, no doubt, and they have limitless powers where they don't even have to go to a court to garnish your bank account. They could just send us a letter, and you know, banks will gladly comply with it.
What would happen What would happen if a bank told the IRS, "No, we're not going to do what you want"?
Yeah, well, you're not going to be a bank any longer, pretty much.
Well, the first step is. Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, you know, Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies that allow you to anonymize transactions actually might be a good thing for the banks, because then they might have. You know, plausible deniability. You know, I didn't know he was doing that. He encrypted his transaction. So,
yeah. So, what would happen though? I mean, if a bank actually said to the IRS, "We don't respond to bureaucrats' letters. Get a court order or something like that." You know, would the IRS be able to just go to the FDIC, knock on their door, and say, "Hey, Libertarian Bankers Bank said no to us. Can you pull their license or whatever, or pull their insurance?"
I honestly, I don't know. I've never heard of it happening, so I don't know.
It's just that they're paralyzed in fear.
Right.
Well, it's like anything else. The first step to getting a bank that says no is probably getting this library to say no, in a sense. And the more people say no, the more major institutions say no.
I agree. It would be very interesting to see someone try that.
I'll tell you, a lot of the regulation that comes out also, it incentivizes mergers and things, and banks get bigger and bigger and bigger.
Right.
And community banks and credit unions and these small institutions that are actually, you know, great to deal with, you know, they get gobbled up and they get, you know, eaten alive by the other big bank.
Yeah, that's true. But of course, you know, the fact is, even for a small bank, community organization, there's still a lot of money on the line. And when you've got a big investment, the people who make those investments tend to not want to rock the boat when it comes to the government. And so that's why you see just overall compliance across the board. But it really would be interesting to see a liberty-friendly bank say no to the IRS and see what happened. And document, of course. Document,
record,
video. I'd
love to see it, too, but I'd feel bad for all the people who lost their jobs and people who lost their money in the investment and these sorts of things. There's a good reason to be scared of the federal government. It's because they can put you out of business in short order.
Well, then, you know, you go to Switzerland or the Cayman Islands, and you can find those.
Well, in Switzerland, they bowed to the U.S. government on this one. The Swiss banks are basically out of the secret bank account business because the Swiss government finally just said, "Look, we can't take the pressure from the United States State Department." And that's it.
What was it Gandhi said? Yep. For a time, tyrannies can seem invisible, but are invincible, but in the end, they always fall.
Banker, anything else
Thank
you want to
you
share tonight?
Guys.
Thanks. Appreciate the call and the information. Yeah, he's absolutely right. I mean, the bank account is compromised from day one. If the federal government wants to get in there, they're going to get let in, which is why Bitcoin is one of the really important uses for Bitcoin, is to take the money out of the hands of the old financial system and put it into your hands to where you are in control of your money. No one can shut down your Bitcoin account unless the internet gets turned off. In the entirety of the internet, your Bitcoin's going to be there. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733.
Flu season's on the way, but there are steps you can take now to be prepared, like getting your flu shot. And Walmart makes it simple. Just walk in anytime to get your flu shot from one of our certified pharmacists. No appointment necessary. To make it even easier, we accept most insurance plans. A flu shot's your best shot at staying healthy this flu season. And Walmart can make taking that simple step easier than ever.
Some immunizations may not be available in all locations due to state law restrictions on pharmacist-administered immunizations. Age restrictions may apply.
This week on Geico's Stuff Found in Your Car, we look inside your rear door pocket.
Oh, hey. Yeah, me, the almond. Possibly one of the healthiest snacks, just rolling around in the crumbs of inferior foods. You were too busy to save me, but are you too busy to switch your car insurance to Geico, where you could save hundreds of dollars in just 15 minutes? Probably not. Saving money with Geico is awesome. Almonds, on the other hand, are just a superfood. No big deal.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit geico.com today.
No! That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
So I found out the other day that at GunsAD.com, a lot of people don't get the Ghost AR-15 rifle kits because they're afraid that they won't be able to do the machining work required to drill out and make ready the lower. Well, listen, guys, gals, I am not that good of a machinist, I promise you. But I was able to take a drill press with an XY table and knock this out in about 45 minutes, and in all honesty, mine looks really good. Go get yours. Don't be afraid. It's easy. GunsAD.com. Go to GunsAD.com now.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Saw Palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Who out there is of the belief that if you don't have anything to hide, what does privacy matter? 855-450-FREE is our number. You want to take the government side here and or like I guess the Department of Homeland Security, because there's another side, which is the government as well, where there's a library in New Hampshire that is or had been running a Tor node to help protect people's privacy. So you actually have one agency of government versus another agency of government, which I like to see that when that happens. I mean, if the government's going to fight with somebody, it's better they be fighting amongst themselves than against the rest of us out here. So I don't mind it when that does happen. But, you know, if you think that privacy is overrated, I'd love to hear from you. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We also have Skype. You can Skype in here at username lrn.fm. Mark, you're getting ready for a journey to Vegas in about 6 weeks.
Yeah, I sure am. It's October the 29th and 30th at the beautiful D Hotel in downtown Las Vegas, and it's the Bitcoin Investor Conference. There's going to be some great speakers there. Go check out the speaker list at bitcoininvestor.com. Trace Mayer, Dr. Stephanie Murphy, they're on the list. As am I, I'll be doing a little emceeing as well as doing Free Talk Live at the event. So you don't want to miss it. It's bitcoininvestor.com. You can still get early bird pricing, and it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm excited. Bitcoininvestor.com.
Bitcoininvestor.com.
First one ever, by the way. I mean, I can't express how important it is if you can go to a first convention to do that, because if this sounds like a good idea to you to be a Bitcoin investor, or maybe you already are, or you want to be one or whatever.
This is where the venture capitalists are going to be floating around, right?
This is where, you know, this is a ground floor thing. And if you are going to be on the ground floor of a convention, that's a good thing, because if you're planning on going back the next year, then you know everybody at year number two, and you're not the new guy in the building. And I think it's an important thing to go to these if you can go to a first-year event. Bitcoininvestor.com. Our toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. The FBI director claiming that if you think the Tor and the dark web is going to conceal you, that you are kidding yourself. And the story is coming from TheIntercept.com, where security experts are questioning the FBI's tough talk here. In fact, the Edward Snowden leaks, one of them from the NSA whistleblower, it's actually a document from the NSA that he leaked entitled Tor Stinks. And in that document, they say they will never be able to de-anonymize all Tor users all the time. Now, of course, how many they can de-anonymize at once or whatever, we don't know. They certainly did do some sort of magic to find the Silk Road's server, and we still don't know how that happened. That information was not revealed during the trial of Ross Ulbricht. So maybe there is some sort of method that they have that they can use to de-anonymize someone on Tor. But they certainly are even admitting here in their own document that they cannot de-anonymize, and say they will never be able to de-anonymize all Tor users all the time.
Well, it's like Sun Tzu said, the way of war is deception, and this is an institution that thinks it's perpetually at war, so it's going to deceive whoever it can get away with deceiving. So you can't believe a thing they say.
Well, in the case of the government, you're right. You generally can't believe a thing they say. But in this case, this is a leaked document from the NSA, which they didn't expect was going to go public. So this was their own internal
opinion. Did they really call it Tor Stinks?
Yes.
The FBI called it that.
Yeah, actually, there's another story here.
We're paying them how much to come up with that brilliant use of the English language?
Well, at least it encapsulates the article.
Oh, yeah, at least it wasn't, indecipherable bureaucraties.
I've got a little bit more detail on the Tor Stink story. We can talk a little bit about that here in a moment. But so you've got two claims from the government to compare here. One is the internal document that was not intended for release, where they're saying that they're basically flummoxed by Tor to some extent. And then the other one is the FBI's public statement saying, you know, the tough talk statement saying, we're going to get you guys. You can't hide from us on Tor. Micah Lee wrote in The Intercept in July about leaked emails from a spyware maker, the Hacking Team, indicating that the company had sold the FBI a way to monitor Tor browser traffic from a target already infected with Hacking Team malware. So, okay, sure, if you've got a hacked piece of software on your computer that was placed there by this Hacking Team, and you're using Tor, then they could possibly find you.
You're not reading Tor, you're screen scraping. You know, you're taking pictures of the person typing, basically.
Didn't a lot of don't a lot of people have this hacked hardware that in their setup? Because it isn't necessarily just your computer that it could be. It could be your router. It could be your modem. It could be a whole variety of things.
No,
right?
This was Hacking Team. It's a spyware maker. It's software that would be on your computer.
Okay.
So don't install stuff downloaded from the porn site. You'll be all right.
Weren't U.S. intelligence agencies hijacking shipments of hardware and putting things in there?
There was a story a while back about certain hard drives. There was something in the boot sector on the hard drive that was supposedly some questionable software. There was no evidence that was done on any kind of wide scale.
The
hardware manufacturers claimed that they were not involved in that. So it may have been that they did plant something on certain drives, but by no means is that a system-wide or a product-wide
problem. Does seem like a lot of work.
The FBI famously unmasked and arrested the operator of the Tor-enabled drug marketplace Silk Road, not by cracking Tor, but by chasing other clues, including the sloppy reuse of aliases, and by physically surveilling the operator as he logged in and out of his dark web website. But Comey seems to be implying, as the head of the FBI, that the FBI has some sort of across-the-board ability to see who's looking at what on the Tor network. Cryptography expert Bruce Schneier said Comey's statement should not be taken at face value. He said that given previous false public statements by intelligence officials, the truth value is irrelevant, he said. We certainly know that Tor has been broken in the past using specific exploits. Do they have a blanket attack, or is it posturing? Who knows, he added. It's certainly good posturing. And I would say that it's posturing. This is tough talk. It's nothing more than tough talk.
Yeah.
If they actually had a way to monitor all Tor traffic or identify Tor users on some sort of regular, reliable basis, you'd see arrests happening.
Well, again, that's partly because the federal government spends so much time investigating people before arresting them in many cases. And
that's
they may have cracked it a year ago, and then there'd be a delay before they arrest anyone.
Well, that could very well be true, Dave, and maybe there will be a huge swath of arrests that come one of these days, but call me skeptical about this.
Yeah, I mean, I'm skeptical, too. I'm also skeptical as to whether Tor is going to protect me.
Sure. There's thousands of drugs right now. If you go on to whatever, I know Agra shut down recently, Silk Road's been taken down, so there are more drug markets now than there have ever been, but some of them aren't as established. If you go on some of these marketplaces, you'll find anywhere from 6,000 to 10,000 drug listings. There are probably a few hundred people right now who are doing business on these services, making money hand over fist, and you know the FBI has done nothing about that. And the other thing I would add, Dave, to what you said there about trusting Tor, you don't have to just trust Tor. You can also combine Tor with PGP, Pretty Good Privacy, which is a relatively well-established privacy tool on the Internet. On these drug marketplaces, for instance, when an order is placed, the better drug marketplaces will require you to send your address to the seller with PGP encryption. So then only the seller is able to actually read your address. Of course, if the seller's an FBI agent, you have a problem. But it's Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
Aw.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. Toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We go to your phone calls coming up here. I want you to also know one of the ways to protect your privacy, and it's a darn good one. It's also very affordable on the internet, is ProXPN. So let's say you're not so sure about this Tor thing.
Let's say that.
Yeah. Then you can actually use Tor through ProXPN for an additional layer of privacy, because ProXPN actually encrypts all your internet traffic, so your own internet service provider will not know what you're doing online. Plus, ProXPN doesn't log any of your activities on their servers, so you can go to proxpn.com and get signed up with code FTL50. You'll save 50% off the regular monthly price for the lifetime of your account when you buy the annual account with code FTL50. Now, they use OpenVPN. This is the gold standard of network encryption. They've got apps for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, and Linux support as well. So one of the ways they took down Ross Ulbricht was, once they had an idea of who might be Dread Pirate Roberts on the Silk Road, they actually monitored his home internet account, and they could see when he was going on to Tor. Now, they didn't know what he was doing necessarily when he went on to Tor, but by monitoring the ports that he was using on his home internet connection, they could see that, oh, he's on Tor. Oh, he's logged off of Tor. Oh, look, he just walked out of his house. Okay, so, you know, they kind of put two and two together or whatever. If Ross was using ProXPN, then they wouldn't have been able to monitor his home internet connection. So, you know, using ProXPN adds an extra level of privacy to you that you just normally don't have. And you can connect to their servers all around the world, which they have more now than ever before, giving you greater speed and security. And with our discount code FTL50, it can end up being cheaper per month than a good cup of coffee. So whatever your reasons for getting privacy, ProXPN is a big help. ProXPN.com, code FTL50. Take back the privacy. That is your right. And, you know, privacy isn't about drugs and sex necessarily. Privacy is about people not needing to know your business, whatever it is. And maybe it is your business. Maybe you're transferring important business files from one point to another. You know, business secrets, the KFC secret recipe. Would you want to trust that to your regular internet connection?
Having a business, there's just things that you need to not tell people, right? I mean,
yeah, exactly.
You don't tell people the name of your
bank account
numbers and you know, things like that. You just don't do that stuff.
Right. Privacy matters. And anybody that says that Tor is only about illegal activity is wrong. We just get to find out about how they busted Tor or, you know, what the details about the feds cracking Tor through looking at them investigating people who were committing criminal acts. So that's why we know so much about, you know, Ross Ulbricht and all that. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts here. I do have the Tor presentation or the Tor Stinks presentation. I'll link to that on our Facebook and Twitter so you can take a look at it. It's not worth reading on the air. It's very technical. But let's go to your calls and thoughts here. We've got Doug. He's in Illinois. And Doug, you're on listening via TuneIn.
Yeah, about a week ago, my uncle and I got into a whole debate about what you're talking about, the government and the internet. The government, they've done a wonderful job with their propaganda that they're giving to people. They've really fooled a lot of people. When you log on to the internet, you have your internet traffic become fiber optic light on the backbone of the internet, like a tier one company for AT&T. And what they found, what Glenn Greenwald brought forward, had been that they're actually duplicating that light, meaning that you have the light continue and the internet traffic continue to where it should go, but then the government, they're getting a duplicate light of it too, and they're picking up all the traffic. I think that they're combining that they're getting all the traffic. They're holding it for a short period of time. They're going through it. You know, maybe they'll put in, you know, look for a particular word, you know, maybe terror, maybe attack, or, you know, and then they're getting more traffic in and going through that. You know, but I find it funny the people in America that believe that, you know, an internet packet will have like a red flag on it and they're only taking that one out of the conveyor belt. It don't work like that, you know.
Yeah, certainly the NSA is sucking up as much data as they possibly can.
They're sucking all the water out of a Utah town to cool their computers, aren't they?
That's true from what I understand.
Can't they put it back?
Right, but what they found are that each fiber optic line, each node, like they have one coming in from Japan, but not only like in California and New York and Florida, but within the interior of the country, at each node, they're diverting the internet traffic. They're diverting the light. They're making a duplicate of it, and they're picking all that up. Well, if you're only going after people that are involved in terror, why would you be doing that? You know, it don't add up.
Well, it's because they want to know everything about everybody as much as they can possibly.
Yeah, that's not why they're doing it. They're doing it so they can get dirt on judges, dirt on library directors that might fight them on Tor, dirt on anyone they can fight, dirt on anyone that might fight them, who's it becomes a central point of interest later.
Doug, anything else you want to share?
No, I find it incredible. I mean, to be blunt, I really find the American people dumb. I mean, they really are. I mean, including, I'm not trying to call my family member completely dumb, but they're duped. You know what I mean?
They're
buying the propaganda. I mean, I watched the program on Frontline. I think it had been on Frontline in North Korea. And them people are duped into thinking that they live in a country better than any on the planet. And they really actually believe it. And they're fed propaganda about how the country will be improving in a month or two, and time after time after time. And the people believe it. And
well,
you can't
tell me they can't pull that in. Great leader gave us this 8286 computer that no one else in the world has anything as good
Yeah, you know, I think the other thing is they're scared, so it's easy to dupe somebody if they're afraid. And so if people are afraid of the idea of terrorists or bad drug dealers or whatever, then they're more likely to hand over whatever few freedoms they have left and to the government with the demand of protect us, keep us safe, we'll do anything, you know, and it's really sad. You can see this on display when they interview people about the TSA at the airports, where even though that we know that the TSA is completely useless or near to completely useless at actually catching things. Their own tests show them at like 90% failure rate, 90 to 100%, I think, the more recent ones that leaked out. So we know that it's just a joke and it's security theater, but not all the Americans are paying attention to those news stories. So
it's amazing how many they aren't. I've stood in a line just recently with somebody who said, I'll take care of I'll do anything as long as we're safe on this airplane.
Yeah, and they will say things that. Yeah, go ahead.
They were going after Dr. Martin Luther King. We know that. We know that the government, that they were doing everything that they could. They were monitoring him. I mean, mm-hmm. You can imagine the tool that they have here and the power that they have. Even if they're not going to do anything with it right away, later on down the road, we could be in a lot of trouble, you know?
No, I mean, the FBI, I think, had admitted, or maybe it was Detroit police, I forget who it was, but one of the cop bureaucrats out there admitted that they were infiltrating the Quakers. They were infiltrating Quaker meetings.
It was the FBI.
It was the FBI, yeah. Like, you know, as of, was that during 2011? Was that during the...
I could look it up, but it's happened more than once.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's just ridiculous. They've got these people everywhere. Hey, thanks, Doug, for your call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. D is on the line in California.
Quaker meetings, by the way, is Quaker Church. Because they don't call it church. They think it's presumptuous to call your building a church when the whole body of Christianity is called the church.
Right. Well, yeah, exactly. D is in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, D.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just have one quick thing, and I'll address what you guys are talking about now. The other day, you guys had a semantic argument with another caller about ISIS and ISIL and everything. But in the Middle East, they actually call them Daesh, which is completely, you know, they don't go around calling them ISIS. They actually call them Daesh, and off the top of my head, I can't think of what it's called. But ISIS is, you know, the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria, and now as they're spreading, they're called, you know, the Islamic State in Iraq and in the Levant, which is the whole area. But I haven't heard anything you guys have been talking about tonight, but talking about right now, just the whole last caller addressed between internet security as well as just the general population and how they feel safe. It's amazing to me, yeah, just people don't really pay attention to the news very often, the general population. I found out, at least in my job, talking to people, they think of the government as, you know, these high society of people of, you know, they're almost gods. You know, among us walking around.
You'd think they would know better than that. I actually have a story about this. If you want, stand by, D. We'll bring it back. 855-450-FREE about people's opinions about government bureaucrats from all the way from military officers to congressmen. It's kind of interesting. Free Talk Live.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear. A life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-719-9349. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-719-9349. That's 1-800-719-9349. 1-800-719-9349.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, The chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, and you can join us here toll-free, 855-453, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype username here, lrn.fm, talking about privacy and the claims that the federal government, specifically the FBI, is making that they have somehow compromised Tor. At least that's the tough talk from the head of the FBI, Director James Comey, saying that criminals who think they can invade or evade law enforcement using the dark web and the Tor network are kidding themselves. But, of course, while they're supposedly kidding themselves, there are all manner of drugs being sold and distributed online via these underground marketplaces like the Silk Road and Agra, which are both actually shut down at this point. But nonetheless, there's a lot of business being done. There are, I don't know, a dozen or so different drug market sites, maybe even more than that, some more popular than others. And the FBI certainly hasn't stopped them. The FBI didn't shut down Agra, by the way. Agra operated until they decided to close their doors. And
they got rich enough?
Well, they claim it was actually a security issue, Mark. Their recent release on their site where they actually allowed their users to withdraw their funds. Normally when the Tor websites, the underground marketplaces...
Right, everybody's just screwed, right? Yeah. When they shut down, they're gone.
Right, usually if a Tor marketplace shuts down, they shut down under two different circumstances. One, they get raided. Two, they just take people's money and close the doors.
Right.
So in Agra's case, they actually gave people notice and said, look, we're shutting down for a time period. We don't know how long. We've got security issues, and we want to address them properly. And so remove your money. And they did. Which is, you know, they deserve a lot of credit for that. And so Agra was basically put online after the first Silk Road takedown. So they've been around, they had been around for two solid years of operation and had become the number one underground marketplace on the dark web. The FBI didn't stop them. So whatever system they've got for de-anonymizing Tor traffic is not a perfect system, it seems. Let's go back to your calls and thoughts. D was calling in to comment on ISIS, the Middle East, terrorism, or whatever. D, go ahead. You didn't have enough time in the previous segment, so go ahead with your thoughts.
Oh, no, I just, well, just hopping back to what we were talking about before the break. Yeah, it's just, it's incredible to me, you know, people. And I feel like the country is almost getting divided right now with people on the left who want Sanders, who want more government. They want, you know, they look at the government and love it. They want the government give.
Well, people
them.
On the right look at the government and love
yeah,
it,
what
too.
Do you call all those military, you know, pro-military people?
No, exactly. I feel like on the right, they say they want less government, but on the other hand, they want huge militarized bureaucracies with the border wall, you know.
And
they
a wall.
Wanna,
yeah.
They keep saying, oh, take all the soldiers from the Middle East and put them at the border. You know, they want more police control, you know,
right.
This complete, almost really just a fascist statist mentality, you know, and they want law and order, you know, and all this. You know,
in America's defense, okay, so I think that some people like Bernie Sanders, not because of all the free stuff he's offering, and by the way, I'm running for president, and you can vote for me. I will give you double the free stuff that Bernie Sanders will. But it's not because of the free stuff he's offering, just because he seems like an authentic guy who's stuck with his principles up till now. He's not your everyday politician, and so they like him for that reason. And I think to some extent that they like Trump for the same reason. Trump is willing to tell everybody to go to hell. And there are a lot of people that are just been, they feel like they've been pushed so far by the government, you know, local, state, federal, that they just want to tell everybody to go to hell, and Donald Trump is giving them that voice. And it's not really about more government. It's just about frustration and upset.
No, exactly. And I agree. I think Trump is just a big middle finger to, you know, all the Republicans in the Beltway and everything like that. And that's why I think people latch on to him. He just says whatever he says. And no one can trash talk Trump. Anytime one of the politicians do one of their very calculated, you know, beats against Trump, Trump just comes out and just destroys them. And I think people like that. He just, you know, gives them right back to it. But what Trump's proposing, and I think will happen, is more government in the sense of the wall. He wants to, who knows what his plan is with illegal immigrants. He keeps saying, well, you know, they'll be gone. Is he going to go to people's homes and raid and start taking, you
That's
know,
scary.
Illegal immigrants and everything out? And it's crazy. So I agree on the side of Trump of, you know, we need not a political person in office, but with some of the policies it's going to be, who knows what's going to happen. But, you know, no matter who gets elected, and he won't get elected, I don't think, obviously, it's just going to be the same thing. You know, same person, same crap, different day. But, yeah, I don't know. I just feel it's just funny to me at work when I hear people, it's either they're almost Trump, you know, and they say, oh, illegal immigrants, you know, we need to get them, this and that. Or they're on the other side where, you know, they go, well, I want my $15 an hour, you know, for my
Yeah, everybody wants something McDonald's. From the government.
Yeah,
I think you're spot on with your assessment. Dee,
yeah,
thanks for your call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Our toll-free number here is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Apparently, people just aren't disappointed enough with the government yet. They still believe that they can sculpt it and mold it in the way that the vision that they have for it, that this next batch of politicians, they're the ones we've been waiting for our entire lives.
Well, no. They just want they have some idea about how the government can function more efficiently, and they're probably right. Like, if you gave the control of the government over to, you know, somebody with a good idea, they could probably do a good job in making it function more efficiently. However, they aren't the one who's going to be able to, who's going to implement it. It's going to be given to a bunch of government bureaucrats who have already been in place for a decade or more, and they're going to be told, hey, make this work. And, you know, all the joy has been sucked out of their life already. They're not going to make that happen. The government, you can't make the government do what you want it to do.
Chris Sughoian, the chief technologist for the American Civil Liberties Union, told The Intercept that the FBI director's claims, the tough talk about how they're going to get all you Tor users, all you people doing illegal things on the internet, they can see what you're doing, you better look out. He says it's not credible. Quote, the FBI director continues to ignore the consensus of the computer security community when we say there is no way to build a secure backdoor for the government. If he continues to ignore experts on this issue, why should we believe what he has to say on something as equally technical as the security of the Tor network? He has every incentive to bluff. And it shouldn't be a surprise that the government would lie to you about this. We know that's what the NSA did when they were caught with their pants down, caught red-handed by the various different releases from Edward Snowden. Mm-hmm. The NSA director got on, public television and just lied, and then Ed Snowden revealed more information that proved that he lied, and then he lied again, and then more information revealed that he lied again. So don't believe for a moment that the FBI director wouldn't do the exact same thing. Comey has recently been making headlines, just from the Intercept.com, for alleging, also without evidence, that he is able, or rather, that he is increasingly unable to track criminal conduct online due to end-to-end encryption. He's been insisting that tech companies come up with a system that's secure to everyone except for law enforcement. This is what I was talking about earlier, where Google and Apple have phone-level encryption now, apparently. I've not seen it myself, but this is what I understand, that their newer operating systems have come out with the option to just encrypt your entire phone, and he's been demanding that they, they put a back door in. So, does he want it both ways here? He says on one hand that they, they're mad because the tech companies are putting encryption on their devices, but on the other hand, he's claiming this encrypted system, they have the, they've bested it. So, what's the truth?
Yeah, what's the truth? Indeed. You don't need to worry about them having these back doors if you already have it beat.
He has, again, been insisting that they come up with this backdoor and something that tech experts say is flatly impossible. Sakhoian notes that the Tor browser's new automatic security updates means the FBI can no longer reliably hack large numbers of Tor users with public security exploits for which patches exist. Tor is not perfect, for sure, writes the ACLU guy. He says, but it's one of the best tools we have to protect privacy online, largely because researchers have
been... You shouldn't not use protection because it's not perfect. That's like saying you shouldn't wear
a condom on
because it's only 99.whatever% effective. Silly.
One of the best tools, he says, because researchers have been beating it up, finding and fixing flaws in it for a decade, and much of this research was supported by the U.S. government. The Tor project is an amazing thing. You should look into it if you care about privacy online. And, of course, like I said, it can be combined with other privacy measures like PGP. And, Mark, you and I were talking off the air about this, and I mentioned, and I didn't say this on the air, but if you're going to be using PGP for privacy purposes on things like darknets or whatever, don't use your personal PGP for that. You can make a new PGP key just for your darknet personality.
Yeah,
that's
a good idea.
You don't want to sign it with Mark at freetalklive.com's
no.
PGP. Key.
Thank God I don't mess around with any of this stuff. Otherwise, I'd be jail someplace.
Yeah, well, one of the things the NSA said about that's good about Tor is when the users screw up.
If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years. And satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock's CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only, Sokolov Law LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure.
exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.